all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies, they're so fabulous, you know, and all the spectacular sets and location shots and everything. It's just like we have a higher standard now for a lot of things. So,
you know, I'm sorry, but I dial this number and I don't know quite what I've got myself into. I thought this was HeartShare.
It starts at 8 o'clock. The program is just about to begin. We're just team members and others that have called in and
program in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm
Hi.
Here.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Who is
Hi,
speaking? Gwen.
Listen, let you go ahead and get started, Gwen. And
okay.
Thank you, everybody.
That was Donna Corth calling. And who is that one asking the question?
I was Shar Porter.
Okay. Well, welcome. Glad you're here with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, this is the first time I've done this. I was interested in your talk tonight.
I think it'll be very interesting. Yes, I'm so glad you're with us. You be sure and let us know what you think of it when you get a chance afterwards.
I certainly will.
Okay. I'm going to let you go ahead, Dwyn. I'm
okay.
going to mute everybody, and if anybody wants to ask a question during the class, you can hit *6 a question, and then after you have finished, hit *6 again, so we won't have any background noise. Here we go.
Well, welcome, everyone, and tonight we have a wonderful class with a discourse from David Lewis, a message from Hercules, and much more. At the end, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us for a time of learning, more about the Heart Center opportunities, ways to grow spiritually with us in the Heart Center community, and prayer requests and prayer time, plus any questions that you have. I will read our mission and vision statements. Our mission, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. And I'd like to make a very short invocation as we call in the name of the I Am That I Am to our beloved Archangel Michael and Hercules in Amazonia. We call for your protection of our class, our telephone communications, and all that we can take in this information and be able to share as we will. You are invited to read with me the prayers and song and you received in your email or your snail mail. We'll begin with our prayers to Hercules and Amazonia and Archangel Michael. We'll be singing to Hercules and Amazonia after our two short prayers. So let's start with Hercules. We'll give it this three times each. Hercules, defender of our right to walk with God, we bow before your presence as you will, blue lightning rod. Lock our souls in your embrace, protect us every hour. Raise us now in holy radiance by your sacred power. Hercules, defender of our right to walk with God, we bow before your presence as you will, blue lightning rod. Lock our souls in your embrace, protect us every hour. Raise us now in holy radiance by your sacred power. Hercules, defender of our right to walk with God, we bow before your presence as you will, blue lightning rod. Lock our souls in your embrace, protect us every hour. Raise us now in holy radiance by your sacred power. And our prayer to Archangel Michael. Beloved Archangel Michael, blaze God power, protection, direction, and might, the will to keep on and the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your host to retreats in the sky. Beloved Archangel Michael, blaze God power, protection, direction, and might. The will to keep on and the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your hosts to retreats in the sky. Beloved Archangel Michael, blaze got power, protection, direction, and might. The will to keep on and the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your hosts to retreats in the sky. And now, let us sing song 36 in our songbook. And for those of you who have songbooks, and then it was also sent to you as an email or a snail mail. And so this song is also a prayer to Hercules in Amazonia. And we're sending them our light and love as they rescue our planet. So, beloved Donna will be playing this song for us.
Thank you, Dwayne. Here we go. And as we play it, listen to the words and visualize exactly what's being said, if you can, in an attitude of prayer.
And tonight, thank you, tonight David Lewis will share with us an update on the current status of chemtrails. We will also learn how Hercules is now helping us with this situation and why we are able to make prayers, calls to him daily. We have been asked to repeat this prayer, his prayer, 9 times. You will learn more about Hercules and Amazonia and the part they play in our lives via an important heart stream from Hercules. So I'm passing this back to Donna.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. We have a very interesting discourse by David on the current problem with chemtrails that I don't think anybody has really been updated on or realizes what's been happening. So I'm going to start with that. We will have some other things about what to do to get around it and what's currently happening on our planet with this. So here we go.
I was preparing to give a talk about one aspect of my life. However, I would like to share with you something that I just became aware of and lead us in some prayers and possibly have a live message from a master. At times, I do watch programs on YouTube of Alex Jones and PrisonPlanet.com. And I know some people may feel that he is way out there. However, I have verified much of what he has shared with the Ascended Masters directly. Yesterday, there was a very, very important release that was published yesterday, about 39 minutes and 36 seconds long. And it's about the chemtrail flu. And this is something that is diabolical and anti-Christ, anti-the light bearers, anti-everyone on earth. And it's being propounded by the dark ones, the evil ones, the powers that were. And it is so diabolical that many, many people are getting something that's really not the flu. It's an onset of extreme coughing, problems with the lungs and breathing, upper respiratory, and it can result in pneumonia and even death. The situation that we recently had with our beloved Robert Beasley, I believe, is directly a result of this situation. So I have just sent to our council and to the HUDBUDS, which is a term for our staff, a link to this video, and I would like to encourage all of you to watch it as soon as possible, and Kathleen can place that link also on the broadcast page for you to watch, especially beginning at about 5 minutes and 40 seconds. That's where they get into the kind of the gist of this subject. Now, many of us know about chemtrails and about how diabolical they are. However, the powers that were are taking it to another level, introducing the most dastardly and evil of substances in these chemtrails that are meant literally to wipe out much of the life upon Earth and to kill off human beings. This is satanic. This is Luciferian. This is very similar to what the Nazis did in their experimentation on people. And in a sense, I'm seeing that the same Nazi-type energy of darkness is manifesting through this anomaly that we must all be aware of, make calls on, and of course, call to Archangel Michael to reinforce his dispensation and to take other measures, to be very careful when we see chemtrails in the sky to possibly stay indoors until they've passed over and to boost our immune system, to watch our diet, and to do everything possible to counteract and prevent the chemicals and the substances they are introducing through these chemtrails to enter our body temples and affect us. This is out-and-out war on the light bearers and on humanity, and it is so hard to imagine how people can conceive of this and actually outpicture this. It's very startling to one's heart, one's being. So what I'd like to do is make some calls on this subject, and then we'll see what the Masters would like to share about it. So we're going to turn now to beloved Hercules, which is 10.002, Hercules Embrace. And the Masters are initiating today a 21-day vigil to counteract this and other plans of the Dark Ones by the giving of at least 9 calls to beloved Hercules, and you can adjust other calls that we are giving at this time as required in order to get this in each day. This will also help in preparation for our event in California coming up in early May, the first weekend in May in Yosemite. So, beloved Hercules, embrace 10.002 together.
I'm going to have David go ahead and pray because he gives a very unique and wonderful prayer, but we won't actually do the calls with him because we don't have enough time. But at least you will have an idea of what you could do to help yourself and help us. Everybody, in fact.
Om Mani Padme Hum. In the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, beloved Hercules in Amazonia, the Divine Director Archangel Michael and Faith, Micah, El Moria, Saint Germain and Parsha, Padre Pio, Rosa Light, Charity, Sri and Cusco, Manello, K-17, Kali, the Buddha Mother, and all true messengers of God, all the ascended cosmic beings, legions of angels and archangels, Elohim, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of heaven, gnomes, undines, sylphs, and salamanders, I pray. For the light of the Elohim to superimpose the God radiance of your beings over the earth, to take command of the atmosphere of this earth, take command of all chemtrails being spewed out by Air Force jets throughout the world, especially in these United States of America. I call for the ratification of Archangel Michael's dispensation for the dissolving of these chemtrails as soon as they are released and for their preventing and for the illumination of the pilots and all those responsible for this anomaly to occur so that they may choose to not engage in this diabolical situation on the earth. I call for the ratification of the judgment of those responsible for this diabolical plan of genocide of humanity, and I call to the Great Karmic Board, the 420 Elders, and Beloved Alpha and Omega, for action now on the earth for the absolute dissolution of this diabolical plan and for the bringing to cosmic justice of all those responsible for it at the highest levels of power, temporal power upon earth. Beloved Hercules, take command of this situation and bring forth God's holy will here and now on the earth together.
Okay. What I want to share with you today are what we can do about it, and why this is a problem, and what actually is happening. I got a list of what's in the chemtrails right now, and it is huge. It used to be just 3 things that they found when they did various people who were doing independent research and studies, and that means independent scientists out there, and medical people and others that have been curious about this for a long time. And the only 3 things that used to be in the chemtrails were barium salts and titanates, aluminum, and strontium. Now, barium is a serious situation because it's known to decrease or impair our immune systems. Aluminum is serious because it's known to have an affinity for a part of our brain, and there seems to be what you could almost call an epidemic of Alzheimer's today, or dementia of a certain kind. The strontium is important because when it's out of balance, the main thing is that it's very radioactive, and that's not good for us at all. Other things that are in it right now are arsenic, different kinds of bacteria and molds, cadmium, which we know is heavy in most all cigarettes and any kind of smoking material, desiccated human red blood cells. Now, why on earth would that be in there? Ethylene dibromide, Enterobacter cloacal, whatever that is, Enterobacteriaceae, another bacteria, human white blood cells, and they think that now some of them are theorizing that this has to do with our DNA, that they're trying to change our DNA. Lead and a heavy metal called lithium that people can utilize in very minute amounts. Now, when I used to be a psychiatric nurse, we used to test people that we actually gave them a drug called lithium if they were quite out of balance in different ways, which I won't go into here. But we gave them the lithium, and in order to do it, we had to draw blood. I used to hate this because I had some people that didn't have very good veins. But we had to draw blood and determine if there was already too much left in their bodies from the last time they took lithium. Then they would take the lithium, and then we'd come back, and we'd draw the blood, and we'd give them a different dose if it was too high or too low or whatever. But we had to be very, very careful with it because lithium was known as extremely toxic. But the NASA is actually, they have actually contributed by putting lithium in this concoction that is now spewing out across our skies. It looks like somebody's playing tic-tac-toe on our atmosphere. They have put lithium in there, and they insist that it's not harmful. So I don't know where they got that from. Other things that are in the fallout are mercury, methyl aluminum, mold spores, mycoplasma, which is large groups of one-celled of many type bacteria, nano aluminum-coated fiberglass. Why on earth? Nitrogen trifluoride, nickel, polymer fibers, Pseudomonas, and I won't go back to the other words about the Pseudomonas, but they cause respiratory infections and decreased immunity. Radioactive cesium, radioactive thorium, radioactive selenium, Serratia marcens, sharp titanium shards, silver, Streptomyces, uranium, yellow fungal, mycotoxins, unidentified bacteria, submicron particles containing live biological matter. Now, here's a little story you'll be interested in. A man named Ted Gunderson, who used to be in charge of the FBI in Los Angeles, Dallas, and Memphis, Tennessee, made a YouTube. He actually came out as a whistleblower after he retired that exposed all that was going on with the chemical trails, the chemtrails. He became a victim 2 months later of arsenic poisoning, and nobody knows to this day who did it. There are a few people whistleblowing right now that you can even watch their YouTubes. If you go to chemtrail problems or Google chemtrails and their problems, and you can find all kinds of stuff now that's coming out. Hopefully enough will come out that it'll be stopped. However, the government in general seems to be happy to go along with it. I read a thing here. I'm looking for it right now. Oh, let me see here. In October of 2001, Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio introduced H.R. 2977 during the first session of the 107th Congress of the United States, called the Space Preservation Act of 2001. Which seeks to, quote, preserve the cooperative peaceful uses of space for the benefit of all humankind by permanently prohibiting the basing of weapons in space by the United States and to require the president to take action and implement a world treaty banning space-based weapons. However, in the bill, the chemtrails are listed as exotic weapons system, and they were voted to be okay. Nobody can understand that. So going on here, what are we going to do about it? There are people that are sick all the time, and they are often people that are outside working a lot, And so they're perhaps getting more of it outside, but you can't entirely protect yourself. There is a very good website called Natural News, and I think you would all like to write that down and maybe Google it. The man, I can't think of his name right now, Adams. Anyway, he has a very good list of things that you can do to protect yourself. He talks about constantly detoxing your body to some degree and the things that will help you do that. He says that there are several ways to remove these noxious substances from chemtrails gently with kindness to your system. These techniques may take a little bit longer to achieve completion. However, if you have the time and are sensitive or just don't like pain, one or more of these methods should help you. The first one is pectin. However, there is a really good form of pectin called modified citrus pectin. Apple pectin is also good. Fruit pectin is probably the most gentle method of detoxing these contaminants that we're getting in our hair, our skin. We're breathing it in. Pectin comes from the fibrous portion of the fruit, and it's most commonly found in the pithy part of limes, lemons, and other citrus fruit, as well as in apples. Other sources of it to a certain degree are bananas, grapes, carrots, and cabbage. Pectin helps to release heavy metals, chemicals, and other substances into the bloodstream. Heavy metals really is a blanket word for chemicals, things that were not meant to be in your body, in other words. Simply eating fruit high in pectin helps cleanse your system, he says, or you can add a pectin product to a glass of water, some organic fruit juice, and stir it and drink it. And that's what I do. I have a jar of modified citrus pectin. I take a spoonful once a day and put it in some water or some juice and just drink it, stir it up and drink it. You can do it in as little as 4 to 6 ounces of water if you don't feel like drinking. Now, the next thing that I do a lot of, which I think has helped me tremendously, is I use a vegetable called cilantro. And this is a very delicious culinary herb that happens to be one of the most effective and gentle detoxifiers of mercury. We are all carrying way too much mercury, especially if you ever had any amalgam fillings in your mouth. Or if you had them removed, sometimes that makes it even worse if the dentist isn't careful. It can spread all over the place in your body. But cilantro pulls mercury out better than almost anything, and mercury is probably one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, of the things on this list. Cilantro is inexpensive, and it works without the addition of any man-made pharmaceuticals. Cilantro is also antibacterial and antifungal. Now, what I do, because you can't get enough cilantro by eating a few bites of it, and that's not particularly fun. One of our friends here, Barbara, she loves to make cilantro paste or eat it anyway. But what I do with it, because it's fast and easy and you need to do this quite often for a while, is I get 2 bunches of cilantro. I blend it in the blender along with a pinch of stevia, or I may use frozen apple juice that doesn't have anything added to it. Now, you have to be careful of that because we hear now that some apples are genetically modified. But that's another way to do it. You can use fruit juice with it, but you want to make a half gallon. So whatever you blend in the blender, top it off until it's a half gallon full in whatever you pour it into. A little pinch of stevia works really good in this, and I drink 1 or 2 or 3 glasses of it a day. And it's also good for an upset stomach or when you're too acidic. And we become very acidic when we're out underneath this stuff and it's coming down. And by the way, it takes approximately 40 minutes for it to descend to where you are standing. Chlorella is a single-cell algae sea vegetable that's also good, and it grows in fresh water. And there are some very good forms of chlorella you can buy in your health food store. I like the sun chlorella because the people, my customers that come to my store, they all swear by it, and they say it does good things for them. So I take their word for it, and I use it when I'm traveling. wheatgrass. You can buy wheatgrass in powdered form in jars in health food stores, or you can get instructions online and grow your own if you like to sprout. Wheatgrass is very high in nutritional content. It provides vitamins, minerals, and all of your essential amino acids, which you have to make protein, one complete protein. It can be very powerful in detoxing you, so you should start slowly with it. And by the way, if any of you want to try any of these things and you want to ask me questions about it, feel free to call me. My phone number is on everything we sent out, or one of our team members. So blending and drinking almost any greens is helpful and will tend to pull acidic substances from your body. These help also to balance your pH. Most people are way too acidic, and so their pH is way too low. It's under 7, which is not good. You want it to be 7 to 7.4 so that you won't catch colds and things like that. This will help you in every area of your health, just staying a tiny bit alkaline. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later tonight, hopefully. I also want to tell you about a book that some of you are very familiar with now called The Medical Medium by Anthony William. I've been trying to get that book, and I haven't because I guess they've been out of it, but I have been able to get a smaller booklet that's called Summary of the Medical Medium. And this is fantastic, this little summary. It's only about $7.95. And here's the story behind the whole book so that you know what I'm talking about here. When Anthony William was 4 years old, he suddenly heard the voice of what sounded like an old man just outside his ear. He introduced himself to Anthony as the Spirit of the Most High. This voice told him to touch his grandmother's chest and say, lung cancer. Anthony did this, and his grandmother and family looked into it, and they found out, yes, indeed, she had lung cancer. Now, this voice began speaking to Anthony continually, and so as a teenager, Anthony rebelled against this spirit, feeling that he just didn't get to have a life of his own because he could see illnesses in everyone, and he was compelled to help people, and he just wanted to work on cars and have fun with other teenagers. So he even asked God to please remove this good spirit from his ear, but his prayer isn't answered. He says to God that he would really rather be a mechanic. At one point, he finally agrees to accept his fate as his purpose in life, as a healer, when this spirit agrees to heal his dying dog, if he will continue with this goal that he really was given to perform in this life. So from that day on, he was fully dedicated to his gift, not only checking people for physical health, but also scanning their soul and their heart to ensure complete healing. Now, if you get this little book called Summary of Medical Medium, it has a list after every little chapter telling you all the particular foods and supplements you need for every major illness. The subtitle of that is Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal. But just look on Amazon for Summary of Medical Medium, and if you can get that, and even if you have the book, it will be tremendously helpful for you. Okay, we're going to go on with David now. Hold on just a minute. I need to move this up a little bit, my pointer here. Okay, here we go.
So if any of you have recently had what has been called the flu, respiratory problems, problems with pneumonia, or your lungs, breathing, know that it is very, very possible that this is a direct result of this action of the Dark Ones through chemtrails. And I think that we can have a special place on our website with how to deal with this issue from all levels, because this is a major issue on the Earth right now. It is planetary-wide, and it is absolutely satanic, as I said, and evil to the core. We have no fear about it. However, we take every measure we can to counteract it, dissolve it, and to prevent ourselves from coming down with any diseases related to this situation. I was speaking with a health practitioner who treats me periodically, and she said that down in Paradise Valley at the ranch where she treats many people, over 40% of the staff there were sick recently, and they all had these flu-like symptoms. So you can see that it is really everywhere. As you'll see in this video clip that you can play later on your own, there are various areas where Philadelphia and Utah, where people are just coming down with this, what they call now the chemtrail flu, and they're actually calling it that. So many people are awake to what is happening, and we require a grassroots movement to work through legislation if possible or other means to absolutely curtail this and to expose it to humanity. And, of course, our primary work always is spiritual. So
he's meditating.
Because of our call to Beloved Hercules, he is stepping forth with Amazonia, now on the earth, and sealing the entire earth and its atmosphere in this dome of light, which we can visualize as we give this call. This dome of light protects us from things outside of the earth, influences outside of the earth. However, in this case, this comes from upon the earth where these jets take off from a number of places and do their dirty work. So in addition to the action of protecting everything within the dome from intrusions from outside, this dispensation also seals that which we visualize within the dome from intrusive forces from within. And this is a great dispensation of light which we can maintain and have reinforced as we give a call to Hercules 9 times each day.
Okay, now we are going to listen to Hercules. There's a very excellent, see if I can get that up real quick here. There's a very excellent message from him that I think you will really enjoy, and it's going to explain to us some things that we can do right now. But first I would like to ask Sharon to introduce Amazonia. If you're there, Sharon, could you tell people about Hercules' twin flame?
Yes, I'm here.
Great.
Amazonia is the twin flame of Hercules. She spoke of the ancient civilizations of South America, of a giant race of magnificent women who dwelt there when she manifested physically on this planet. The Amazons became depraved individuals who used their giant strength to wage warfare even against the opposite sex and degenerating into mere tribes. Amazonia reminds us of many of the cataclysmic upheavals which occurred throughout history in order to call your attention to the dangers inherent in wrong thinking, wrong living, misjudging, and misdirecting your energy. Hercules and Amazonia are the Elohim. The seven mighty Elohim and their feminine counterparts are the builders of form. In the order of hierarchy, they, along with the cosmic beings, carry the highest vibration of light that we can comprehend in our present state of evolution. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. And Lenore, if you're there, could you give an introduction to Hercules so we will all know a little more about him, too? Lenore, if you're there, hit star 6. And if you're not there, let me know so I can tell some of you about Hercules. Okay. I will tell you a little bit about Hercules since I'm not hearing from Lenore. Hercules, with Amazonia, they are the Elohim of the first ray of power, faith, and God's will. And their retreat is on the etheric plane in and over Half Dome in Yosemite National Park in Northern California. Now, it's interesting to me that the Elohim of God have retreats all over the world. And this particular retreat is one of my, it's over one of my favorite spots. When I grew up in California, we liked nothing better than to visit Yosemite. And we're having a conference there this very early in May, which is starting real soon here. Hercules was the most famous of the heroes of Greek mythology. The origin of the figures in Greek mythology is a distant soul memory and a decadent understanding that there were great beings of light who walked and talked with mankind during past golden ages. Now, the ascended masters did once walk and talk with mankind on Atlantis, but they gradually withdrew because of the fall in consciousness of mankind. Now, to the ancient people, Hercules was one of their most illustrious ancestors. He was an intermediary between men and the gods. His name means glory of the air. Hercules presided over all aspects of Hellenic or Greek education. In his aspect of athlete hero, the Olympic Games were ascribed to him. It is said that at the command of the Oracle of Delphi, Hercules spent 12 years under the orders of Eurystheus, who imposed upon him 12 arduous, seemingly impossible labors or challenges. Students of the deeper mysteries understand that the story of Hercules' labors illustrates the soul requirement on the path of initiation for self-mastery of the energies of the 12 solar hierarchies, which we don't have time to go into tonight. Hercules has told us that in many cases, because of his office among the seven Elohim, he's the only representative of the Godhead who can stand between mankind and their returning karma. He said back in 1974, "Wherever there is cataclysm, flood, or fire, or storm, or drought, I ask you to call unto me that I may intercede with the great power that God has given me. Call on the name of Hercules day and night," he said. According to the law of free will, and this is something important to know, the Elohim and the angels do not and cannot intercede in our world unless we ask them to. In 1995, Hercules said, "Never before has there been such a dispensation for using our decree to focus in the earth the ribbons of blue fire and white lightning, whereby there is a literal disintegration of misqualified human substance. And I promise you that each and every time you give your call to me, especially in multiples of 9, you shall have the multiplication that you have not seen since my original physical presence in the earth. You can use this decree or this call to summon the great teams of conquerors who work with me and work with our legions." So he is very, very powerful, and we're going to hear just how powerful he is. You will know it when you hear what he says next. So here we go.
Beloved sons and daughters of God, I come this day to increase the light of the blue fire action of the diamond will of God throughout the earth and within your lives for your protection, for your divine direction, and for the illumination of your being in this divine essence of God good, which is the first ray of that holy action of the will of the Divine One. Blaze forth a light now within the Middle East. Blaze forth a light within those hot spots throughout the world that require the action of Elohim this day to manifest God victory and the establishment of the kingdom of God upon earth in all realms. Blaze forth a light. Blaze forth a light. Blaze forth a light now as a blanket of protection as the foundation of beingness and as that which will begin to allow to manifest in many domains a new world of beauty and perfection, of joy and the alacrity of the Holy Spirit manifest light within the lives of light bearers everywhere. It is time for you to learn a new way, all mankind, the way of freedom, integration, and enlightenment. It is time for you to be reborn in spirit, and so I come this day in a powerful action of this ray to penetrate into the astral plane and to consume on contact pockets of darkness that have beset mankind and allow them to harbor enmity, hatred, and angst towards one another in this and past ages and lifetimes. Blaze for the light! Blaze for the light! Blaze for the light! Find now the nadir of all hatred, anger, and disease within the minds, the hearts, and the wills of mankind. Burn through, burn through, burn through, and let there be a new conceptualization of light within the minds of the masses, so that people may pick up on that which the angels of God are cosmically sending forth and raying forth throughout the earth as a new blue wave of the great central sun, for Earth, for this solar system, and this galaxy.
All right, let's just talk for a minute about what is meant by the new blue wave of the great central sun for Earth. New blue, the new blue wave, this means a new current of energy signifying the occurrence of a great shift that's occurring right now. The new blue ray descends from Alpha and Omega. It's the Father, Mother, God, who are the Father, Mother, God of our universe. And it pulses out to us from the God star Sirius. New blue is the first of the new higher frequencies being introduced to the Earth and to this entire solar system. It was announced to us by one of our very special masters, El Moria, in his heart stream of January 11th in 2007. He told us about this, and in fact, he gave us a little fiat, we could say, and I say it every day when I take my dog out for a walk. I say, I am El Moria where I am as I stand in his fire. I'll be an electrode of the new blue frequency to save the planet and her people for El Moria and for the great divine director. And then I will name places that I'm particularly concerned about, and I'll say it sometimes, many times, and add different places each time. So now we will go on here.
Blaze forth, blaze forth, blaze forth. The light of the sun now within the astral plane, and every continent, and every nation, and within every life. Let people be quickened to a new walk with God, that original walk in the Garden of Eden, whereby there was continuous communion with the Lord God, the way of light, and there was the sanctification of all through a pure consciousness, one with the source. Where there is no dissimulation, there is no dissonance, There is no distance between the soul and the oversoul, for the soul was and may be again encapsulated in that great light of the I Am Presence, the solar self.
Okay, we're going to talk about this solar self for a minute, but first I want to add one more thing about the new blue ray. It's also known to be ushering into us an age of illumination, enlightenment, compassion, and freedom, and it's known as an age when the mother light is activated now in the earth and in mankind. The mother light represents compassion, caring, softness, gentleness. The mother light, when I feel the mother light from Mother Mary, I almost feel like a small baby being cuddled. She is so loving, and this is a new kind of a light that has come in with a new blue ray. This new blue ray is sealed within frequencies that are ever-changing and demonstrating our requirement to be adaptable in order to flow with the winds of the Holy Spirit. And to fully understand this new blue ray, we move from a sense of duality and enter what the masters have called a unified feel of oneness or beingness in God. It is beyond any doctrine or dogma or man-made laws. The new blue ray is really the new law of life. It's very hard for us to realize ourselves as one. As we live in this area, in a life, we live in lives of duality. But we'll go into that a little bit more here. The other thing that he just mentioned was the oversoul, or the oversoul, as we have talked before, is our higher self, our I Am Presence, our Father, Mother, God. So, and what is this higher self or this oversoul besides those having those titles? Well, these names describe a part of being that is an expansion and a refinement of our human awareness into a divine awareness of what is real on every plane of existence. In the Ascended Master tradition, the higher self allows us to perceive individualized manifestations of God from our Father, Mother, God to beings of the Elohimic and angelic kingdoms, from every ascended master to the elementals. Through communion with these various manifestations and parts of God, we experience the loving relationship for which our souls hunger, and we are nurtured towards spiritual growth. I love to read this one section in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 12 where it says, the body is a unit. The body of God is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. And so it is with Christ, and so it should be with us, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, no matter our background. And then over in verses, let's see if I can find it here, 26 and 27. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. In other words, if somebody steps on your toe, you feel it in your mind also. And you hunch over and your face changes, your heart may beat a little bit faster. You may have take your arms to get involved with grabbing your toe. So this is what we are aiming towards right now in this shift, oneness, where we all sense the oneness we are in God. We are like cells in the body of God. And just as the cells in our body look towards us as God, and we love and take care of ourselves, God takes care of us as cells or parts of his body. So then it says, now you are the body of God, and each one of you is a part of it. So if you ever want to meditate on something interesting, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and read that chapter. It's really good food for thought. So here we go again.
All mankind, know who you are. Rise into new levels of beingness. Know the great central sun's action, that is, perfusing within the cosmos, and especially now within this solar system, these new blue wave patterns of perfection, joy, and cosmic beauty. It is time for the dissonance of rock music to go. And so, there is an action of judgment this day upon the very conceptualization of that which within the rock beat is dark, dense, and dire. Burn through, burn through, burn through.
Just briefly, why is there such a thing about rock music, heavy metal music? I don't know if you're aware of it, but almost every ad on television has a background music that's a rock music, especially advertisements for cars or any kind of vehicles. In a book called The Power of Music by David Tame, he tells of plants wilting, dying, or being stunted by being in the presence of constant rock music or heavy metal music for 48 to 72 hours. The opposite occurred when they were in the presence of classical music. And you could take two identical plants, put one in a room that played heavy metal or rock music and another one in a room that played classical music. One would grow and flourish, and the other one would wilt and have either stunted growth or die. They discovered that in similar experiments with young children, it was observed that children in the womb and children outside the womb that were exposed continuously to classical music flourished significantly above children who did not have this privilege. Heavy metal and rock music, even if they have Christian lyrics, are known to have negative effects by the beat, by the vibration of this kind of music, which is amazing to me to know. And if you ever get this book by David Tame, his last name is spelled T-A-M-E, if you ever get the book, you will find a wealth of all kinds of experiments done with sound on the bodies of mankind and plants also.
New waves of light must manifest upon Earth, ere a golden crystal age of enlightenment, freedom, and compassion be known everywhere. Therefore, the darkness must go in some form this day within you, all mankind, and that darkness must come out of the pockets of illusion, Maya, and delusion within you, and therefore the angels, in a sense, compel you higher, compel you to release ancient patterns and subconscious blocks that have beset you and serve you no longer in the new ways of light, divine justice, and eternal freedom. Burn through, burn through, burn through, and bind and consume those blocks and those myriad engrams of darkness now within you. Burn through, burn through, burn through. Legions of light, descend now into the astral plane and bind now 10,000 entities, demons, discarnates, who have been arrayed against the light bearers, who have been caught in their web of Mayic illusion. Burn through now, O angels of Archangel Michael, O angels of the Elohim, Astraea and Purity, and of Hercules and Amazonia ourselves. Go now to these ones and bind them and release them from the dark entrails and the dark contrails and the dark trails and embellishments of anti-light that they have accepted within their worlds. Release them now, release them now, release them now, and purge, purge, purge from the astral plane this day these Mayic patterns, these illusory senses and sensations that have kept them bound into a matrix of imperfection and impropriety. O God, Great is thy name, I am that I am. And let the stamping of that name of the I am that I am be upon the very essence of the emotional plane of this planetary home. And let every particle that is caught within this mayic web of illusion be impressed with this light, energy, presence of God now, so that those who can be released, saved, and nurtured again in the Holy Spirit's fire may climb the spiral staircase of light out of the astral plane into the etheric and be served once again by angels of mercy, compassion, and grace, as those prodigal ones now winning their way back to the source of all light, love, and levity.
So now, what is our responsibility? What is our part in this great drama that some call Armageddon that is occurring now? Listen next to his answer.
O virtuous ones, by your calls and by the action of the blue ray, this is accomplished today. And there is a great quickening and a great and new annunciation to the hearts of many upon earth of opportunity to rise, to resurrect, and even to ascend in consciousness, to be free of the impositions of yesterday's darkness and yesteryear's moorings in unreality.
Every morning from 6 to 8:30 on Pacific Coast Time, 7 to 9:30 Mountain Time, 8 to 10:30 Central Time, or 9 to 11:30 Eastern Time, East Coast Time, we in the Heart Center, and there are no members, we are all, that is to say, it's not an organization that you join. We all make calls and prayers that energize the blue ray, that call forth Hercules and his twin flame Amazonium, that call forth Archangel Michael and Faith, that call for Master Moria, and many more. And we intersperse these with a violet flame and calls to Saint Germain and others in the violet flame, every morning for up to 2.5 hours. At about 2 hours into it, the last half hour, we hear a heart stream or a dictation or a message. It's all the same, different words for the same thing, from one of the masters or one of the angels. And very frequently, we are told that because of the calls we have made, more light has come down upon our planet. New dispensations are being granted. Dark energies are being dissolved, transmuted, and removed. And lives are being saved. Would you like to be a part of saving this planet and saving lives, especially your own? It's very good karma doing this, believe me. And it does change your life when you do this. So, Saint Germain has often said, if you could see what your prayers, your songs, and your calls to us are doing, if you could look up into the atmosphere and see what's happening actually all around your planet because of your calls, you would do it 24/7. You would be so thrilled and excited. But we don't really believe. But it is happening. So I want to invite you all to keep that little list of phone numbers that are on the bottom of your snail mail or your email, the very bottom. Those are numbers that you can call from any morning of the week and usually tune in. Occasionally there's a little bit of a problem with it, but 80 to 90% of the time you can get into the broadcast with your telephone. I rarely sit in front of my computer for 2.5 hours. I can't do it. I have too much going on. I have a store. I have people to work with and get ready for, and I have to get dressed and on. So I dial in my telephone, and I carry it with me even into the shower. Well, not into the shower, but right next to the shower, and I turn it up, and I can hear very well. It's got a speaker on it. I have unlimited long distance. Excuse me. So I do this, and I'm so excited that I can do that, because that way I can always take part and learn about what's happening with the Heart Center, where the prayers are needed, and keep up with what's going on. So I really encourage you all to do this. It'll change your life. And I also encourage you at this time to feel free to call any of us with any questions about anything that we've been talking about tonight. If you have questions about health, nutrition, one of the things that I'm going to do is I think that as soon as I can get the book and use it with the summary, I would like to have a telephone class on health and what God has to say about our health. There are lots of scriptures in the Bible that tell us what to do about our ill health. And this book, The Medical Medium, according to David and some others, is a powerful book on telling us how to get ourselves balanced both physically, mentally, and spiritually. So if you're interested in that, let me know and I will form a group and we will do it, get together at least once a month. You'll have to get the book, Medical Medium, or at least get the summary, which is, like I said, about $7.95. And we will proceed with that. At this time, Marlene, if you are there by any chance, I was going to ask you to close in prayer for us, Marlene Prescott. And if you're not there, let me know. If you're not there, I'm going to call on Barbara and let you close in prayer for us, Barbara.
Donna, I'm here.
Great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, I call to the heart of God and the great central sun and to beloved Hercules to radiate your new blue energy into the earth in a very intense way to dissipate and dissolve and consume all harmful effects from the chemtrails that are being spread around our earth at this time. I call for the protection of all mankind, especially the youth and children, from the harmful effects of these. I call for people's awareness to be raised, for people to speak out and to share this information with one another so that we can all wake up to the reality of what's going on and do all that we can to cleanse and purify our four lower bodies and to rid our earth of these dangerous toxins and to make life more glorious and more wonderful for each and every one of us. We thank you so much for all this information. Help us to put it to good use. Dissolve all fear within our minds and hearts, and give us that courage and that faith and confidence that the new blue energy inspires, knowing that you are in charge of our lives, that you are in charge of our world. We know that you are with us every day. We thank you, thank you, thank you for this always. It is done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara. I just want to mention one thing that I almost forgot. You can go to www.kimbuster.us. Thank you, Barbara, for bringing me that information.
You're welcome.
I almost got it wrong there before. Kimbuster.us. Go to that website, and it will tell you all about a product that has been miraculous for many people that have chemtrail flu. It's a homeopathic product. It's not expensive. They have it on sale for you the first time you get it. And this man who is carrying it and selling it here, he says, this little remedy has far exceeded our expectations. Here's a little story he tells. He says, anyone who has been accustomed to looking at the sky knows that in the early 1999, the chemtrails began making almost daily appearances in all major regions of the world. Turning the sky into a big tic-tac-toe game with sometimes 6 or 8 white, very quiet jets seen at any given time all day long, flying at altitudes far too low than to leave comm trails. The United Nations is the only organization I'm aware of that flies white, unmarked aircraft, and the spew planes fly low enough to be easily identified sometimes with binoculars. In my area, they're pretty high, but regular airplanes do not leave trails like that. He says, I was living in Des Moines, Iowa when this started, and on the first day, few people noticed the bizarre display in the sky, but everyone was talking about the sudden rise in respiratory illness and death among the elderly, infirm, and the infants. After the first spraying, my neighbor, a retired truck driver in his 70s, looked like he was about to drop in the driveway from coughing, and he had a deathly paw. So I asked him to use one of my zappers. Now, there are different things you can use. There's a lady named Hulda Clark who sells zappers, and you can get them for all different prices online. They're just called zappers, Z-A-P-P-E-R-S. They help a lot. And the other thing is the special homeopathic remedy that Don Croft is selling. And another thing that you can do is get something called Organite. Organite makes anything you use more powerful. So anyway, in this case, he used the zapper and he recovered. A couple of months ago, he says, Doc Von Peters agreed to formulate a remedy specifically intended to reverse the effects of these chemtrails, and I distributed 50 samples of it to selected customers known by my wife and I who fit the profile of a typical sufferer of this widespread malady. I gave it a month in order to get the feedback. The feedback was fantastic. People were so excited about it. It cured them of all kinds of problems. So he sells it also at a website called www.worldwithoutparasites.com. He says, this little bottled remedy far exceeded our expectations, as well as what Dr. Von Peters found out in his testing of it. Here are the things that we have found, he says, that are resulting from these chemtrails. Respiratory problems and acute respiratory distress. Chronic fatigue and flu-like symptoms. Chronic headaches and allergies. Fibromyalgia and chronic pain. Mental and emotional problems. Immune system depletion. Mysterious, debilitating, and uncurable health problems. But this can also be helped greatly if you will surround yourself with a bubble of light. I say this little prayer, and I sing it to the tune of Jesus Loves Me. I say, Beloved, I am presence bright. Round me seal your tube of light from ascended master flame. Call forth now in God's own name. Let it keep my temple free from all discord sent to me. I am calling forth violet fire to blaze and transmute all desire. Yes, the masters love me. Yes, the masters love me. Yes, the masters love me because they've told me so, or because they showed me so. There's different ways. I kind of made this up, the last part, myself. So you can surround yourself with that tube of light. We also have a wonderful decree. It's the first one in the book, I think, in our song and prayer book. The golden crystal tube of light, I forget what it's actually called, but you can use that also. Yeah. So you can use that. And the decree book has wonderful things you can use for your protection. Now, I walk outside day in and day out, and I don't wear a mask, as David suggested maybe some of us should do. I make all the calls, and I'm praying the whole time I'm walking around this little lake with my dog and making calls and prayers. I see people sometimes wearing masks, and I don't know whether it's because they have TB or they're afraid they might get it or that they're aware of the chemtrails or just what it is. But you tend to not talk to people when they're wearing masks, and so I don't like the idea of doing it. But it is something that some people can do if they know their immune system is compromised. So with that, I'm going to let Barbara give some announcements. Barbara, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to let you all know about some upcoming events sponsored by the Heart Center. This weekend, April 29th through May 1st in San Mateo, California, the Heart Center will be having a booth at the New Living Expo. They were going to be giving some lectures, Weaving the Blue, Violet, and Emerald Ray Frequencies with El Moria, St. Germain, and Mother Mary. So if you're anywhere in the vicinity of San Mateo, California, you can go to the New Living Expo and get some more information about the Heart Center and hear one of these lectures or talk to some people there. May 6th through 8th, that's Mother's Day weekend, Yosemite National Park in Fresno, California. We're having a Meru University event, Cosmic Collaboration Between Elohim and Elementals Within the Nature Kingdom, Anchoring Great Light to Stabilize the Entire West Coast. Now, on the 6th, they're going into Yosemite National Park to do some prayer work, and then on the 7th and 8th, you're able to connect online with the meetings and the prayer sessions that they will be having. They will be broadcast over the internet. You can go to the heartcenter.org website and see how you can sign up to listen to the live broadcasts of this event. On June 16th, in Livingston, Montana, we're having a Meru University event, In the Garden with Anastasia, number 3. And this is teaching principles of permaculture and organic gardening, which is a very important part of New Age living, is growing healthy food in a sustainable way. June 17th through 20th in Livingston, Montana, we're having our summer conference, Meru University event, Maitreya Initiates Disciples in the Arts of Mindfulness, Meditation, and Mirth. The Buddha of Loving Kindness teaches on the Aquarian Path of Love. And these conferences are great opportunities to get together with like-minded people and participate in our prayer projects and learn lots more about what the Ascended Masters are doing and how we can help further their cause here on this earth. In August, we're having a weekend in Mount Shasta, California, August 11th through 14th, St. Germain and the Rakazi Connection. The Divine Director initiates a new era of freedom with the Aquarian Master. And they'll be having, that also will be broadcast over the website heartcenter.org. So you can sign up to participate in that online as well if you can't go in person. September 30th through October 6th in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the Heart Center is having its first international congress and pilgrimage. Saint Germain comes with great cosmic beings to anchor the light of freedom in South America. So this is a tremendous event, the very first of its kind, to bring the light of freedom to South America. And November 5th to 6th, those are tentative dates, in Livingston, Montana, there's another Meru University class. Saint Germain answers 12 new Darshan questions from disciples on advanced alchemy. That will be broadcast over the internet also. And then tentatively December 27th through 30th at the end of the year, our New Year's conference will be in Mexico City, Mexico. That's our winter prayer vigil. And as you can see, we're focusing a lot of attention this year on our neighbors to the south and the southern parts of the Americas, which is very, very important to clear the way for the seventh root race that is coming into embodiment all over the world, but especially in China and in Central and South America. So those are all upcoming wonderful opportunities to participate with the prayer projects that the Heart Center is doing and to meet wonderful friends that are also interested in these things and to participate with the Masters in this great work of light. And that's all I have for now.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
I'm wondering if Donna Dregan is there by any chance. We've been praying for her. She had a procedure today, and we did not know how it would affect her, or if anybody knows how she is doing.
She will not be on. She was not on. That she wouldn't be on.
Okay. I wasn't sure. She emailed me and said she wasn't sure either.
She did. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay, well, what I'm going to do then is would somebody like to take the names and the prayer requests that anybody might have tonight that we can pray for you?
I'll be happy to write them down, Donna.
Okay, that would be great, Barbara. All right, are there any prayer requests from anybody?
Donna, this is Vicki.
Yes.
I have a prayer request for my chiropractor, Dr. John Merrill. He's in kidney failure, and he's going through dialysis, and it just seems like everything the doctors do just makes him worse, and he's just in the, medically, he's just in a huge mess right now. So I would like prayers for healing for him.
Prayers for healing for Dr. John Merrill.
Yes.
Hi, Donna. It's Joanne Martin in Portland.
Oh, hi, Big Joanne.
prayer for healing for me. Recovering from food poisoning I got in Baltimore last weekend.
Oh, my goodness. That can be miserable.
It has been.
I know. I had it once, and I didn't know whether to sit down on the john or bend over it.
It wasn't quite that bad. I got it all out the first time, but it was dry heaves that got me.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible. But I'm better. It was since last Friday night, and I'm feeling much better today. I was able to eat a whole meal today.
Wonderful. Well, we'll pray for your complete and total healing and then some.
Thank you so much. I really did enjoy the class tonight.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Anybody
you
Anybody
so
else
much.
Have a prayer?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
And Dolly, it's good to hear all of you. Please just continue to pray for us and for my daughter. She had her first hip replacement surgery, and it's been a little bit difficult for her because, for one thing, I think she thought she was going to just bounce in there and have the surgery and go home and be almost back to normal, and she'd never had heavy anesthetic before, so she's having to do a little bit of adjustment. And then, of course, for Ted, because he just hasn't been eating, and he's sleeping good and everything, but he just doesn't really have that much appetite. But we've had a lot of those chemtrails, and I think that's a lot of what's going on with him. And then also I wanted to tell all of you thank you for your prayers for us all along. Thank you.
And tell me your daughter's name again.
Terry in Tucson.
Terry, that's right, in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, Lee. Good to hear you. Any other prayer requests tonight?
Okay, something has popped up for me. I've been told I have a form of leukemia, Daniel R. Peterson. I've taken any chemotherapy, and I'm going slow about it. I don't want to get to a fight to the death with Luke because he's part of me. I call him Luke because he's... I want to be gentle with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can remember anything out of the book, medical medium about leukemia, or just give me a prayer for a boost, that would be appreciated.
We will pray for you, Daniel. There are so many things in the book. I'm looking here to see if I can find anything real quick. I just got it yesterday, so I'm not very up on everything that's in there. But if you can get that book, summary of medical medium. It has just a wealth of information in it. At the bottom of it says here, the summary of the key concepts in 30 minutes or less. In other words, they think you could actually read this in 30 minutes. I couldn't. I would get, you know, hung up on so many things that I would want to know more about. But if you can get that book, I think that they're trying to get it and sell it in, at the bookstore there in Livingston. So you might be able to do that. But you mainly want to work on keeping your system mildly alkaline. Work on that a lot, and if you don't have any other way, take a spoonful. Or I'd start with actually maybe a half a teaspoon of baking soda in warm water at night before you go to bed, because that will alkalize you immediately. And also really push the fruits and the vegetables now, and no refined sugar or flour. Leukemia is often very well controlled. It often goes into remission. I know a lady that's had leukemia for 15 years. So it depends on what kind you have, and I don't know what kind you have, but study it, and we'll be in prayer for you starting tonight.
Yeah, also on Saturday, the independent bookstores all over the country have a special day, so I can go over and support my independent bookstore.
Great. Yeah, good.
Donna?
Yes.
And Daniel, I just, you know, I was reading out of Medical Medium yesterday, and he was mentioning that although this is very popular with the baking soda, he has more information on it that we should look into. It kind of, it sounded good, but it, I mean, you know, the idea of using it, but he does have some clear information that kind of counterbalances that idea. But I'm sure he has a lot of other things to make.
So he's questioning the baking soda system.
Well, the baking soda is like, so if you have no other way, if you're quite acidic, and usually you'll know when you're acidic because your head will ache, you may be running a fever, you may be having chills, or, you know, something's out of whack. You may notice that if you wear any kind of jewelry, that it becomes black under your ring or your watch. Baking soda is kind of an emergency thing. Now, there is a man, a doctor in Italy, who has cured people very successfully with baking soda, but you don't want to get hooked on it. That is to say, it's better to become slightly alkaline with food. So, but that's something you can just be aware of. And thank you, Wynn, for that. I'm just so eager to get that book and really study it. Okay, any other prayer requests tonight that we can honor?
Yes. I would like prayers for Peter Ferrito. He's a bookkeeping client of mine from McKinney, Texas, and he was in a car accident about 3 years ago, and he is disabled from the accident, and he's had a very hard time working since then, and all of this last year he was very depressed, and he's just really having a hard time adjusting to his new kind of life, and just pray for his freedom from depression and for his healing in every way possible so he can feel more positive about his life.
Barbara, may I have that name again?
Peter Ferrito, F-E-R-R-I-T-O.
Thank you.
How old a man is he?
He is about 60 years old, 62 maybe, early 60s.
Okay, good.
Barbara?
Yes?
You stated before the international conference was September 30th onward, and our website states October 7th to the 13th, and
well,
that was changed months ago.
Oh, really? Well, I just I read a list of stuff that Donna sent me, so I just read what.
Yeah, it was on the bottom of the letter that went out to everybody by email, and so I just forwarded it to Barbara. So tell us that date again, Warren.
October 7th to October 13th.
So October 13th. It could have changed since that notice went out. So.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Any other prayer requests now? Warren, do you have anybody we can pray for?
I would just like to say
Lane Burke. Lane Burke can use some more prayers.
Lane Burke, okay.
And her son, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Burke.
Okay. Can you review us what how to pray for her?
Her decision to leave this plane by her own methods.
I see, yes. We sure will pray that. In other words, suicide.
I didn't want to say the word. But,
okay.
She wants to wait until after the next president is inaugurated.
Interesting point.
That is interesting.
And she told me who her first. She told me her political persuasion was, too. But I don't think that's appropriate for this call.
Oh.
Okay.
And, Dwayne, you were going to say something?
Just a general call for everyone who has ever sent in their emails for prayers for requests from our Heart Center.
Okay.
Those that we know, those that we may not know, but just anyone who's requesting prayers.
Everyone in our prayer chalice.
Yes.
We have the Heart Center prayer chalice, yes. Everyone who calls in, that's very good. Right, there's so many in there. Every day we have somebody new added.
Oh, I have an update on my husband, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
He fell in front of a store last Tuesday and fell off his scooter and ended up in the hospital. He went to the VA today for a follow-up, and they did a CAT scan and a bunch of x-rays and different kind of testing and whatever, and they verified that he has no additional injuries other than just some bruising from that, thank goodness, and that his foot is healing. It's healing slowly, but his broken foot from February is getting better. So all good news at this point. So.
Okay, and I would like prayer for my employee, Ronald Watson, as he prepares to go to Paris, Texas, which is about 45 miles to the east of Sulphur Springs, and live in a house there that he's trying to sell for me. And it requires lots of work, and he's going to be very busy, and it's not a fun thing to do. So I'd appreciate prayers for his protection and strength and clearness of mind. Okay, that's nine things I have here. Are there any other requests?
Just Donna Dregan, just general.
Let's put down Donna for sure.
The best route.
Okay. Great. Okay, how many of us are here? There's Barbara and Dwayne and me. Is anybody else here on our team?
Sharon was here earlier. Is she still on?
Sharon, are you here? She often leaves after a bit because of her being on the East Coast and having to get to bed for her job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's three of us here, so we might as well. I think we can make nine out of these ten, and I'll let you go ahead and divide that up, Barbara.
Okay, all right. Well, Dwayne, if you would take Dr. John Merrill, kidney failure, Vicki's request, and Joanne Martin's request, recovering from food poisoning, and Lee Lippert's request for her daughter Terry, who had hip replacement done, and her husband Ted, who's not eating. If you would do those three. And then Donna, if you would do Daniel with his leukemia and Peter Ferrito with his depression and disability, and Lane Burke, and who's considering suicide, and her son Jeffrey, if you would do those three requests. That was from Warren. And then I'll do, let's see, Ron and Donna Dregan, and then calls for everyone who has ever been in the prayer chalice. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. Go take it away, Dwayne.
Thank you. In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call the beloved Archangel Michael, beloved Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, and all healing to encircle Vicki. And we ask that Dr. John Merrill now I have some clarification to ask about this.
Okay.
Dr. John Merrill is Vicki's doctor?
Vicki's chiropractor.
Chiropractor, okay. Okay, thank you. We call the encirclement of Dr. John a kidney failure that he's experiencing, the treatment of dialysis, and we call for the angels to assist in his getting exactly the treatment that will be most beneficial for his kidney and his entire body, that it may, that he may have whatever treatments there are required for his physical, mental, emotional bodies, for their healing, and for any assistance or comfort, the right foods that will give his body ease in healing and receiving the balance in his chemistry of whatever he's requiring for in this cycle in his life, and that he have peace in the process. In the name of the I Am That I Am, we call you, beloved Heavenly Host, to continue the healing of the flu symptoms. We see her in complete recovery. We call for any remnants of any toxic food poisoning or imbalances in chemistry be resolved, be balanced, and that she have the strength and continue to increase her appetite and have the foods that will continue the healing process. We call for love and healing angels, Mother Mary, Hilarion, for the encirclement of Lee's daughter and her hip replacement, that she have comfort in her healing process, that she have strength and courage to move forward and enjoy, to feel the angel's presence with her, and that she receive all the therapy. To call for her husband, Ted, to be in peace and find the foods that will be healing and balancing and harmonizing for his body, and whatever he requires within his body, mind, soul, and spirit, that it be delivered and bring peace within his solar plexus and within his body, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen.
We thank you, beloved mothers of heaven, for your healing abilities and your loving touch and kindness. We pray for Daniel tonight as he deals with this leukemia diagnosis and as he considers the therapy that he must consider for treating this, that you'll give him the right answers, that you'll give him encouragement, help him to read and apply those things that will be most helpful to his healing, to his recovery, to his any concerns or worries or depression that he might have a tendency towards at this time. And we thank you for his walk with you and for his love, for all that which is right and good, and for his spiritual growth at this time. We pray tonight for Peter Ferrito, who is disabled, who was in a car accident 3 years ago, and we pray that you'll help him determine some goals in life that will lift him up and help him feel as a useful, necessary contribution in this particular lifetime that he has at this point in time. We pray that you will help him find those things to do that he can tolerate, and help him find those things that will also help his condition and encourage him to be in better health. We pray tonight for Lane Burke, who is wanting to end her life, and for her son Jeffrey. I'm not sure of his age, but we do pray for these two, both of them, to find those reasons for being and to determine the oneness that they are in God as cells in the body of God that are important contributions to what happens right here on this planet. So we pray for Lane and for her son, Jeffrey. Both of them will come up higher in joy, peace, caring, and thinking about what they can do for others at this time. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
I call to beloved Cyclopean in Virginia, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary, Hilarion, Pallas Athena, Lady Master Meta, and all of the healing angels, beloved Servatus and your twin flame, beloved Lady Francesca, and beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to radiate your healing and loving energy into the lives of everyone who has ever made a prayer request and whose names have been in our Heart Center healing chalice. Continue with your loving support and healing of each and every one of their requests to make them, to surround them with your loving energy and to hold them up in the light, to help them to accept the joy and the peace and the healing and the wonderfulness of your great love, to bring their lives into alignment with God's will for them. I call for the protection, beloved mighty Hercules, of Ronald Watson. Help him to be determined and be clear-headed and have strength of mind and will to go to Paris, Texas, and fix up a rental house and get it all in ship shape, and to really focus on the work that he has to do, to be positive-minded and cheerful and have a real can-do spirit about this project. We pray for his guidance and his safety and his protection always. Oh, Blessed Mother Mary, please take Donna Dregan by the hand and be with her as she is recovering from the surgery she had today. Help her be restored to her to the highest form of health that she can have at this time, and help her bounce back swiftly and completely, we pray. I also pray for the health and well-being of Becky Williams, who's been diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer and is getting chemo treatments now. Bless her and her husband and her 4 children and all her neighbors and friends and family who are supporting her, and hold her up in the light and bring her into perfect peace at this point in time, and pray for the most effective treatments in her life to help her to recover from this. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for the improved health of Philip Gabbert and for each and every heart friend everywhere to watch over them. Jean Morgan and Ingegerd Nelson, who both had injuries during our Maui trip, and all those who need your loving care, who require your healing energy this day. We ask it and we thank you and accept it done. We know your great love is big enough for all of this. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Gal.
And we will see you again on May 26th.
May 26th is the next class. All right.
Right. Okay,
great.
Everybody have a good evening and a good week.
Great. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everybody that stayed.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, all.
Thank
night.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Donna.